All right, welcome back to Redskins Nation. Larry Michael with Josh Norman. And you know what? If you bring home that trophy, we're going to have a celebration.
Yeah.
We're going to celebrate. and you know what? It's kind of fun, I think.
It is.
And with your background, and I know theatrics has been part of your background, mm-hmm. and it's something in the future. You will be on that big screen one day. Kind of fits Josh Norman, this gig, doesn't it?
I would say so. Something that's different, you know. Leverage is always about leveraging everything you do. I try to, you know, do something to keep me going, which is going to better and further my career outside of what I'm doing in football. Football is just a little, you know, inkling
of my life.
You
got a ways to go in football, though. You got a ways to go. You're going to have to hold her up above your head and do all. You can't tell us that either, huh? We're going to spill the beans.
I will say this. I will have to hold her up over my head at one point in time.
Well,
I will
have to. Strong dude, man. You're a professional football player. That shouldn't be very hard.
Yes, it is. But, you know, she makes it very, very easy.
You wear special shoes?
Do I? Yes, I do wear special shoes.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing like cleats.
It's definitely nothing like cleats. They are dancing shoes. So it's pretty much you have to stay on the your toes, and the shoes are so, like, how they light in a way, but I don't know, man. They're different. Everything is different about this.
I'm gonna make two quick statements, then I want to ask you a couple football questions. I would think we're going to see a bow and arrow during Dance with the Stars somewhere along the way. Prediction. And number two, pick six by Josh Norman this year. He'll be dancing in the end zone. We'll see a little thing there. We know that's coming.
Cerebral assassin.
Are you excited about the year? Last year did not go as you or anybody had wanted,
no,
and we know that's history, and the future is to be seen. Mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on 2018?
Bright, promising, and very much so. I feel like detail-oriented. We have to be. We have to be detail-oriented and disciplined. That's why I was telling the guys, you know, in the room the other day, you know, when we first kicked off, this is the year that we have to be disciplined and detail-oriented. Everything we do, if he says behind a white line, it shouldn't be a foot on the white line. Those little things is going to carry us into the games when we make a mistake and the other team make a mistake. Who makes the more mistakes? Because it's about details and oriented of what your assignments is. And if we can cut those down, man, I feel like we can be in any game and complete those games. Because to be quite honest with you, I'm just like tired of being in those fighting dog
last
matchups.
Moment, I know.
It's
we
just
all
like
are.
We get to those points and it's like, what do we do here? You know, instead of like going out there and like blowing teams out by 21 and getting up on cats and keeping them down.
It's been a sweat situation. You know?
It has been. So, you know, I'm ready for that. And I feel like we can take the right steps. We have a fire quarterback in Alex Smith that's going to come in. I feel like going to man him for us on the offense side of the ball. Just defense, when we get up, don't let those guys come back. That's the mentality we got to take for it for this year, 2018-19. So that's what we're working on right now in OTA sessions and working hard to get everybody on the same page with that.
I mean, you got a quarterback, new quarterback, and mm-hmm. Obviously you know plenty about all the quarterbacks in the league. You study them all. How good is he?
He's really good. Just his presence, you know, his aura about, you know, coming in the building as a quarterback.
Right.
It's just – wow, you know, this guy right here is really coming in here ready to get some wins for us. And you can see that in how he prepares and how he performs on and off the field. As I just seen him come through the door, you know, had a couple of Joe just get ready to go to work.
He carries himself well.
He does, man. It's just that quarterback right here. You know?
Yeah. Was the situation that the media reported on overblown about people coming to your house and all? I know that that was something that had been going on, but I don't know. You know, you read about this stuff, and I didn't see any quotes from you in any of this stuff. So
I never say anything. I just let those guys just assume what they want.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I feel like everything that when people get things, they always overblowing.
Yeah.
Every situation, just like this offseason, it was overblown if I was going to be or not, or if I was going to get a pay cut or not. Like, I don't have to answer those questions, guys. Like, it's not for me to send to you for what? It's no reason.
No.
And when that stuff came out to where, you know, we have something every week, okay, yes, all right, we do. And it's optional if guys want to do it.
It's private, isn't it?
And it's very so private. Like, you're not going to know about it, or nobody else is going to know about it. Just only the guys that's going to get the text message going to know about it.
Right.
We're not bringing no wives. We're not bringing no friends. It's just the guys.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah.
So it's just that, you know, communication that we have within ourselves and that camaraderie where we all want to be one. And that's what we had.
Tell you what's not overblown. Man's going to win. He's going to win that mirror ball trophy. We're going to be dancing at Redskins Park, and it's all good. And that's going to lead us right to the 2018 season where there's a lot of wins in store for the team. Absolutely. Hey, man, I guess we'll see you at the studio, and we'll see you in L.A. Thanks, man.
Yes, thanks, Mr. Michaels. I appreciate you.
Appreciate it, buddy.
Absolutely, boss.
All right, more Redskins Nation after this. Don't go away.